Thank you for visiting our website today. You are listening to one of our Sunday sermons from Grace City Church.
Christmas is starting. I mean, if you go to the shopping center, Christmas caroling will start to sing, the trees will be decorated, and Christmas sales is starting. They say that at Christmas time, more than $50 billion will be spent in Australia. Wow! What an amount of money to be spent for Christmas gift. You know, if as the weeks come, you'll find that if you want to go shopping, it's like a crazy time, finding a parking space or people are moving around. But one of the good things is online. You can do your shopping online. How you like that? Just make sure that you book early so it comes before Christmas. And as you see, the Christmas spirit is building. And the children did this wonderful presentation. Today, my message is, it is Christmas. You know, in this busyness, the reason for Christmas can be lost. Of course, Christmas is a time where we remember the birth of Jesus Christ. We celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. He came to be the Savior of the world, the Savior of humanity. For us as Christians, every day is Christmas. For in Him, we live, we move, and have our being. For this reason, we are here every Sunday. Christmas is not so confronting as Easter. Christmas tends to be a time of celebration. Easter is confronting because it talks about a death of a man named Jesus dying for the sin of the world. But when it comes to Christmas, it's the birth of a baby. And when there is about birth, it's always a joyful occasion. It's not so confronting. For many people, Christmas may be the only time that they will go to church or hear that Jesus the Savior was born. I want you to know, there are many Christmas carols that will be sang. And even we will sing it. There's one that is very wonderful, Joy in the World. I think we need more joy in this world. More people in this world need joy. I don't know about you. At Christmas time, when we hear people sing Joy to the World, but there is some thing that we need every day in our life, joy. And also at Christmas, when you find reason to come together, family come together, they have a party together, I think that we need to find more reason and more excuse to come together, to connect, to celebrate, whether it is the spiritual family or the natural family. Christmas is a time that means many things to different people. So how do we respond to the good news of Jesus the Savior was born? I'm never tired of hearing the Christmas story. When I see the children presenting the nativity scene, the story of Christmas becomes fresh, and becomes so powerful in my heart. And I love to watch what the children do. I mean, I look at the sheep. They are cute, don't you think so? Of course, there are two old sheep there, you know. You know, and I look at the wise men, you know. They are so young. And it's wonderful because Christmas reminds us that 700 years before Jesus came, a prophecy was given to Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. The garment will be upon his shoulder, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That when Jesus came into this world, he's not just came to be the Savior, but he came to meet every need of humanity of mankind. We need wonderful moments. God said, I'm wonderful. We need counsel. God said, I can be your counselor. We need a mighty God that will stand for us, that will fight for us, that will help us. And God said, I am the mighty God. We need an everlasting Father who will always love us no matter what, who will be there when we need Him. And God said, I am the everlasting Father. And what do we say more than ever, with all the turmoil, with all the pain, with all the troubles in our world, we need peace. And God said, I am the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ came to fulfill Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. When Jesus came in a very humbling setting. He was born not in a palace. He was born in a manger, in a stable, with the animals. But I can say, at least it was warm. For this to happen, Caesar Augustus had to call a censor. And everyone has to go back to their hometown. Mary and Joseph from the line of David have to go back to Bethlehem. How you like it when they arrive to Bethlehem, to a place of their hometown? The sign said, no vacancy, full house, 100% occupied. And they have to go and stay in the inn where it's not available. They have to go and stay in the stable with the animals, with the livestock. It must be quite a smell to enter the stable. But the Son of God, the Most High, was born in the lowest of circumstances. The Lord Jesus has to start life on earth in a stable, sleeping in a manger, a fitting trough for his bed. Jesus, the Son of God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, came with such a humble setting so that he could understand all the pain and the suffering and the lack of humility. The first people to visit Jesus were the shepherds. I thought that God will appear to the rich, to the powerful, to the influential. God appeared to the shepherd, the lowest of all. In those times, the shepherd was considered very low class. They was considered so low that if there was a court case, they were not even qualified to be a witness. But God chose to appear to the shepherd. The shepherd in the field, keeping themselves warm beside the fire. And suddenly, heaven rolled back and the angel appeared. As what Luke chapter 2 verse 10 say, the words of the angel, do not be afraid. It must be quite an inspiring event as this huge angelic being stood before the angel. And this is what stood before the shepherd. And this is what they would have said in today's language. Guys, do not panic. I'm bringing you good news of great news to all people. I'm bringing you good news. Why don't you turn to someone? I have good news for you. Come on, tell someone, I have good news for you. That today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. Today, this is the news to you that a Savior is born. He is Christ the Lord. And the angel told the shepherd, if you go to town, you'll be able to find him. A baby wrapped in cloth, laying in a manger. What a moment of news. This is not enough. And then heaven rolled back, and the choir began to sing, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men. Wow! You have the angel that appear. You have heavens that roll, and the choir sang. When all was silent, the shepherd began to talk among themselves. And they say, we must go to Bethlehem to see it for ourselves, to see what is spoken. Does it really happen? And they went to Bethlehem. They received a news and they follow up on that news. I wonder about you. When you receive and when you hear from God, do you follow up on it? Most time when we hear from God, we just forget about it. But not this angel, not this shepherd. They follow. They follow. Imagine a group of men looking for a baby. But this is the miracle. As a shepherd hurried to Bethlehem, they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in the manger. Just as what the angel had said. The shepherd worshipped the great shepherd, Jesus. Then they left and told everyone about the child. Later, they returned to their flock, glorifying and praising God for all they have seen and heard, just as they had been told. The Christmas story, the shepherd came. The Christmas story, the wise man. The wise man. The wise man did not travel just for a day or a week. The wise man traveled between 1.5 years to 2 years. When they saw the star, something significant about the star. These were wise people. They were learned people. And they followed that star for 1.5 years to 2 years. How do you like that? Every night, they follow the star. Morning, they rest, waiting for the night, for the star to come out again. And then they follow the star. And they've been doing it week after week, day after day, month after month, until they came to Herod the king and say, where is he that is born the king of the Jews? Herod should know, but he didn't know. So Herod called his wise men and asked them, where is he that born the king of the Jews? One thing about them, they could go back to the scripture and they say, yes, he will be born in Bethlehem. That is where Herod and his men stopped. But not the wise men. The wise men continue their journey to go to Bethlehem. But Herod told the wise men, when you go there, when you go there, when you find him, come and tell me so that I may go and worship him. The wise men followed the star and came to the place where Jesus was. There, they lay 3 gifts, gold, that speak of Christ's divinity. Then they lay frankincense, that is used for worship, and then they lay upon him the gift of myrrh that is used to embalm one who is dead. Here they came to give gold to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to ask you, as they lay and give him that gold and say to this baby, you are my king, is Jesus your king? Is he your boss? All this gift was given to the baby Jesus before his parents. Most probably, they are the most valuable gift in their country. They give the best stuff they could. They bring the best gift they can to the king. I ask you, when you come to Jesus, do you bring the best you can, or do you bring what is left over? They offered to God the best that they can. But that night, they have a dream. The dream was not to go back and let Herod know, where is this baby? The dream was to go and live in another direction. So they obeyed the dream and they left without telling Herod. And Herod got mad. Herod got angry because the wise men did not come back and tell him. So Herod gave an order. Anyone that is born from 2 years and below should be killed. And I tell you, the city was full of tears, full of cry. The city cried, "My son, my son, my son." Because children were killed. But God, in His providence, in His provision, and in His protection, asked Joseph to go to another place, Egypt. They went, the gold they could use. God is a God who always provides. Christmas tells us that God provides us a Savior. The one who provides us a Savior will provide all our needs according to His riches in glory. The Christmas story, we must not forget, in the busyness, with all the rush, and as businesses are booming and getting caught up with this Christmas season, we must not forget the reason for this season. Jesus, the Savior of the world, the Savior of mankind, the Savior of your mom, of your dad, of those dear and close to your heart, He came for them. Never lose focus. He was born, He lived, He died for us, for our sin and the sin of others, and to make a way for all to know God. Jesus came and He was born in the most humble setting, yet heaven is filled with the song of angels. His birthplace was the stable in the packed town, in the packed inn, yet a star brought, not the noble or the rich, but the three wise men, thousands of miles away to worship Him. He was worshipped by the local shepherd. What will you do with Jesus this Christmas? 2,000 years after His death, what lesson can you learn? The response of people, the impact of His birth, both now and then. In a few weeks' time, you are going to open your Christmas present. Most probably, you will open it on Boxing Day. Don't fight over the present. When you open your Christmas present, acknowledge that God has given us the best gift, the gift of His Son, the gift of salvation through His death and resurrection. As you think of the people involved in the story of His birth, learn from them. Be a people that has a heart open to hear what God is saying to you. And when He speaks, be quick to respond to Him. Let me end with this story. This story is from the word for today. A mother was busy packing all the nativity scene after Christmas. The stable, the sheep, the baby, you know, and Joseph and Mary and the shepherd and the wise men. She was busy packing it. Then she noticed one thing. She noticed that baby Jesus was not in the box. She looked around and she could not find baby Jesus. And so she turned around to her 4-year-old son and said, "Where is baby Jesus?" The 4-year-old son said, I kept it. I do not want this Jesus to be in the box, just like all the other. I kept this baby Jesus. When you know why Jesus came, you will celebrate Christmas differently. You will not put Him in the box on the shelf somewhere out of sight. You will let Him live in you and through you for your life. Jesus came. This is the reason for Christmas. Why don't you stand up with me? The word of John 3:16. You see that in the children play today. It's so powerful. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believe in Him is not condemned. God did not send His Son to condemn humanity. He sent His Son to save us, to give us eternal life. This is the reason for Christmas. May this reason be so strong in our hearts as God's children that every day we live in the life that He has given us through His Son. Father, we thank You for each individual that You have placed in Grace City Church. For each individual to be able to hear the Christmas story and have a fresh revelation of who You are and why You came, O God. So that our life is turned around. So that our life is changed. So that we can live in the power of Your Son. We thank You. May this Christmas give us new meaning, give us new strength, give us new hope to all that You want to accomplish in our life. I pray, Father, on this Christmas, when the family gather together, may Christ be the center of everything, of all things. This Christmas, God, when individual turn to You, may You hear them and answer them from heaven. I pray that Christmas may be a time where our heart is stirred and challenged and refreshed and renewed in the love of God, the unchangeable love of God that is ever for us. Reminding, even as You protect and provide for Joseph and Mary, You, O God, will also do it for us. And I ask this in Jesus' name. God's people say it. Amen.
This is the end of the message. We trust you have been blessed and encouraged from today's sermon. Please contact the church by email or call in with the phone number shown on the website if you need any help or would like further information about the church.